Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to our Wednesday night edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We have the whole crew here this evening. Lisha, we missed you, girl. We were incomplete without you on the right side of me. I'm getting the feedback. Am I the only one?
No, I hear it. Somebody's too close to their computer.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue on. Again, welcome everybody to Wednesday night edition. Like Bebo said, we have a fantastic show lined up for everybody tonight. And just to give you a little refresh, Writing Royalty is dedicated to joining authors and readers together, creating a community of reading and writing greatness. You can't get anything better than that when you enjoy the work. My name is Tony, and I am one of your co-hosts this evening. And I want to welcome my co-host back to my right. Newly graduated. Hey, Lisha, how you doing, girl?
Hey, I'm good. Yes, Saturday. Super excited. I'm with your mom now, so I got to hang out with her and just have a good time. Enjoy that moment.
I could barely hear you.
Yeah, I was just.
Yeah, I could barely hear you. I think, are you sitting close to your computer?
No, I'm not. I might be here. Hold on.
Did you hear me,
Lisha? I hear you fine. Lisha went to hair and makeup.
Okay, well, I'm going to kick it over to the director with the pen. Or do you want me to do my announcements, Mr. Bebo?
Yes, go ahead and knock the announcements out. I'm not even that important right now.
We're all important. I'd like to remind everybody to please pick up some of these classic hits. Nene Capri has some hot releases. This woman has a blazing pen game, just ask any of her readers, and I am at the top of that list. She has the P-Trap series, 1, 2, and 3, and 4 will be here shortly, so be on the lookout for that. She also has the Trust No Fee series, 1, 2, and all-time classic, Part 3, which is how you really end a finale. She shares that hot title with the one and only Cash Street and Arthur. That is an all-time classic to have in your library. Nene also has the blazing title under G Street Chronicles, titled Tinkered, Lies, Fear, and Death. G Street is taking over the industry like no one else. She is presently pinning Part 2, and as I speak, so I want you to keep your cyber eyes sealed for that release. Now, my co-host, who thinks he's not important, Mr. Aaron Debo, he is no slouch in his pen. His phenomenal work includes, but is not limited to, Cupid's Assassin, Bunches of Love, which is Cupid's Assassin Part 2, and also under the umbrella of the powerhouse feature chronicles, he has I Used to Love Her, and he recently said that there would be a Part 2, and I am so excited about that because I love that book. Those are just some of the hot titles by my two awesome co-hosts that I highly recommend. Alicia, girl, do you have your mic ready? Are you out of hair and makeup? I'm going to kick it over to you.
Yes, yes, yes. And keep your cyber eyes peeled. It's also pinning. Trap 4. Yes, Trap 4 is on its way right along with just cyber eyes peeled. Boss Lake is about to break the peak. Also want to shout out to Miss Chetlin on the 17th. Book that will be coming out. Subscribe our show on that. It's called Murder Rope. I'm excited about that. Also, I want to shout out Charles, the storyteller. He has, what's that, Cocaine Capsule?
That's out. I want you guys to hit that one click. Also, our kings that we have on tonight, they got some bangers out. We got Jan Benjamin. He has the squeeze out. We got George Sherman Huston, Nikki 1 and 2, Tatavius Ellis, Schoolboy, and I believe he's coming out with another one, Schoolboy as well. And then Hood Chronicles, Bloodline. So if you guys head over to Amazon, make sure you hit your one clicks. Keep your cyber eyes peeled for Ms. Jetson's new book that's coming out. And Bebo, how was your week? You had a book signing, didn't you?
Yes, yes. It went well. My week has been going good. You know, just been working. And I'm trying to get these books together, man. Like Tony said, I'm working on Part 2 of I Used to Love Her. And got some other things in the works. They'll be along shortly. It's going to be serious, so.
I can't wait. I'm so excited about the Part 2 coming out. You know, that's my all-time favorite hip-hop.
Yeah, I mean, it was different. It was definitely different. I like it. I mean, Part 2 is going to be even harder.
Well, I'm excited about tonight's show. We have four awesome authors and as well as awesome men on the show tonight. You know, I've been, like, wondering, that is just a powerful show to have four guys, J.M., Catavius, George, and Hood. So I am really excited about tonight. Show, and I hope our audience, but by the looks of our phone lines, they are already lit up. People are already on the line getting themselves prepared for an awesome show, and we are going to deliver. How do you feel about tonight's show, Alicia?
I think this tonight's show is going to be hot. These authors are all hot. They all have bangers. They're all CEOs, so it's not like, you know, they're rookies in the game. You know, they've been penning books. They've been penning other people's books. So this is, I think this is going to be a good show. If you have, if we have any authors on the line, you may want to get your pads and pencils out because I'm quite sure they're going to be dropping some jewels as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. Getting it in. The Kings of Lit, definitely J.M. Benjamin, George Sherman Hudson, Octavius Ellis, Hood Chronicles, all different sides of the crown. You know, it's going to be, I'm definitely looking towards an interesting show. You know, everyone's different perspectives and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to hear what they got to say.
You know, based on my our previous interviews we had with George, I had the pleasure of being in on that conversation, on that interview, and that was an awesome show. He dropped some major jewels for all of our listeners out there that are interested in pinning some hot classics. I haven't had the pleasure of talking to Hood, and I also remember we talked to Catavius, and he gave us a great interview also. And J.M., you know, I look at his page every day, and he has some interesting things on his page. So I hope, like people said, those up-and-coming authors, whether you're established or not, to please be on the lookout for all the jewels and gems that are going to be dropped this evening, because this is a show not to be missed.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. We're missing out on Boss Lady. She is traveling. She is traveling, and we wish her traveling graces all the way home.
Safe travels to the Boss Lady, Nene Capri.
Well, you know she got her spies, so we got to be on our P's and Q's, because you never know when Boss Lady may pop up, you know, shuffling tapes around, and if we don't do what we're supposed to do, we will hear about it.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I got my papers lined up in a row. My ducks are all lined up, so she won't have her red pin ready to put and strike next to Tony.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to bring the Kings of Lit in, but before we do, I'm going to go ahead and drop this beat as a formal introduction to the Kings, so just bear with me. We could be right back with the Kings of Lit.
Recruiting suckers, Mac and Mike, and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter calls beats are banging out. Cheeks rocking, beats in her teeth, and it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a nigga out? No, shut him down, the king with a crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dickie Down. A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill. Master's cats wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Rodney King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay away, cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time wave before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm...
You wanna be? You wanna be? You wanna be? taking a tour, I'm wrecking the land. I keep it hardcore cause it's dope, man. These are the roughest, toughest words I ever wrote, damn. Not meant for a hole like a slow jam, check it. Sucker MC could never swing with D, because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then the king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on a planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree that I rock of the world and a society. Outrageous on the stages with a tune of verse. I give praises from these stages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw you wanna be. You wanna be.
John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college, down with the kings on the mic, a full swing of the P to the R, not an R&B singer, the R to the UNDMC, and the flying human being, tonight I hold the key, flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black, pick up the bass, better yet be the bass, so let me put my big black twisty on into the early morning, had the skin zoning, Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo, I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out, he rocks the boot knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock, cause I'm down with the king.
That's still a favorite song. Run DMC, you can't never go wrong with that. Good choice, B.
Okay. I know we got Hood in. What's good? What's good? What's going on?
Hey, Hood, what's going on?
Y'all got me feeling some type of way with that down with the cane, man. They're like Mayweather coming to the ring or something.
Okay, okay. Yo, what's good, baby? How you?
I'm cooling, man. I'm cooling.
Slice, you in here?
I'm here, bro. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Marilyn Brown Slice, representing OG Publications.
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey. It's been one of them days. It's been one of them days. Y'all is over there doing the damn thing, and I'm so privileged and proud and thankful. But unfortunately, me and her are going to have to hold this down today. I don't know if GM's going to make it. He had a speaking engagement. Catavius has a situation. And George
I think we got JM.
JM's here.
Yeah, I'm about to go again with this man.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
What's up?
Give me two kings, damn it. Goddamn, because like the Hood said, I felt like it was getting ready to be a boxing matchup in this case. I'm like, come on, let's get it in. Let's get it in.
Who said
I
G wasn't coming?
I think too. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah,
Jesus. I mean, I'm so misinformed.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to. The Kings gonna have to talk to their manager.
That would be me.
Of messages.
That would be me. Yeah.
Hey, Katavius, you in the clubhouse?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
This is George Sherman.
What's good, JM? How you?
JM.
Peace, beloved. How you? What's going on, everybody?
Peace.
What's
I'm
happening?
Good.
What's
I'm good. Glad to have you. What's
I'm
going on, Katavius?
Not much. Just cooling. Just cooling. Ready to get this thing started, you know. And see what's going on.
Well, that's good. We'd like to officially welcome you guys. My name is Tony. I'm one of your co-hosts. And we are so honored to have the Kings of Lit and Miss Marilyn in the clubhouse this evening. So thank you. Absolutely.
No,
and they all came bearing gifts. We will be gifting books this evening to callers. So the Kings came through and they bearing gifts for readers.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. That's a, the phone line just flooded, too. For real.
Absolutely.
The phone line is crazy.
Everybody
so,
want to talk to the Kings today.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Slice, you put it together. I mean, why don't you
let me share it.
But y'all started this. Last year was my first King and Queen of Lit program, honor, I don't even know what to call it, but I started the King and Queen Lit as a result of, well, when I first came into the game, I didn't know anything, and I'm strolling through the internet and seeing different people and how they get down, and at that time, it was a lot of Arthur beef and all that little foolishness, and I didn't want to be any part of that, but then I peeped brothers like Aaron Bebo, Charles Burgess, Treasure Blue, Cash Street Arthur, Quan, and they wasn't about that. They was about uplifting and helping new authors and all that. So somebody need to send these brothers a shout out. So there came the Kings of Lit, and that's who they were last year. And then I said, well, the sisters need some love too. So it was Nene Capri, Brenda Stokes Lee, Sabrina Eubanks, Aja Butler, and Muffin as the Queens of Lit. And this year, I chose everybody last year. This year I had the community choose who they felt deserve this honor, and they chose J.M. Benjamin, Hood Chronicle, George Hudson, Sherman Hudson, Katavius, and Katavius, Alice.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, here we are. So, this has been like a little something for me. Yeah. But the Queens come in on Sunday. The Queens will start their tour on Sunday, and the torch will be passed on Chopping It Up With Your Girl Slice Saturday at 7 o'clock. So that post will be available as well. So, but other than that, you know, I'm just trying to show some love, keep some unity, and, you know, allow some people to learn some things they didn't know, and, you know, readers get to know the author. And, you know, same thing y'all doing over there in Writing Warriors.
We definitely appreciate it. It's all a connection to the community. These brothers are definitely brothers that are active, you know. And the community, JM is a legend. You know, he's been doing this thing for a minute. Like he probably should have been in the first go round. You know what I mean? And,
appreciate that.
It's a beautiful thing, man, that when people take time out to acknowledge authors, like, period, for what it is they bring to the table and bring to the craft. And, you know, these brothers definitely been working. I'll be seeing them. They definitely active, you know what I mean? And it's good. I'm sure they appreciate the acknowledgement as well. I mean, how y'all feel about being chosen for being the Kings of Lit?
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you know, I'm very humbled by the acknowledgement because, you know, I just came out last year and you know everything started speedballing for me so fast that, you know, I can't do nothing but appreciate the love that everybody been showing me. I hate too, but you know, as far as the love goes, I've been giving more love than anything, and to be labeled as a king this early in the game, you know, I don't really feel like I'm worthy to wear the crown at this point. But at the same time, you know, just be seen in that light, I'm digging that. I can't front.
Okay, now this is Katavius speaking.
Nah, this Hood.
Oh, that's Hood. Okay, I'm sorry, Hood.
Yeah.
Got so many kings on the line. I just want to make sure everyone knew who was speaking.
Yeah, well, first I want to, you know, again, for the listeners who nominated and voted, you know, me, you know, for that title, that's peace. I'm actually someone that really doesn't get caught up in titles and accolades and things of that nature. Like, I just focus on doing what, you know, what I do. I mean, at heart and how I move and those king qualities and boss qualities. And, you know, so, you know, amongst my circle, my family and all of that, you know, that's my title. That's embedded in me. But, you know, it was really cool, you know, when I was informed that I was chosen above many, you know, that could have been chosen. And, you know, initially I was weighing it up, like, you know, that title there, you know, the king of lit, how do I feel about that? That's what I was weighing up with myself. And then I realized that, like, in all actuality, I deserve the title because I really do. When you think of the definition of that in this industry and in this business, I've earned my bones to, you know, to be worthy of, you know, a title. And it's not to take away from any of my colleagues. It's not about, and I want to be clear, it's not about how many books, who I've sold, who's a better writer, who has a stronger following, things like that. It's not about any of that. And that's what made me embrace that. So I just want to be clear for those who have seen it on Facebook or are listening now, you know, for those that are probably inboxing, you know, authors who they feel should be the king and things of that nature. It's not about, you know, it's collectively, you know, for me personally, it was about, you know, what I've done from the time I was released from prison until now. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody who felt that, you know, I deserved this, you know, this particular title for this tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You do deserve it.
Yes, definitely.
And do we have Catavius? Is he still with us?
Yes, I'm here. First and foremost, you know, I want to always give all praise to God, you know, I mean, for allowing any of this to happen, you know. Even in my situation, by me being currently incarcerated, I still feel like, you know, I strive hard to be, you know, I mean, where I'm at because I didn't give up, nor did I give in. And I feel like it was destined for me to be in this position. But at the same time, because, you know, I'm open to help others as well. So I feel like when you're willing to help others and give your hand to others, then it, you know, only good comes from that. Good comes from good. So when you keep clear intention, you know what I mean? You know, it's just, like I say, it's a blessing. You know, I'm just an honor.
Hey,
Catavius.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay,
and do
we
have George on the phone?
I don't know. I see a 404. I'm not sure if that's him. I don't want to bring somebody in. And
okay, he's just checking now.
All right, but back to the king thing. Like, I definitely think that, you know, sometimes the title itself may get taken out of context with some of the social media banter, mm-hmm, and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But
everything in this industry gets taken out of context. Doesn't even matter, man.
Yeah, I kind of agree. For real, I gotta agree. Like, I definitely think it does. And I think that, but I agree with you too as well, that when you do things that makes you worthy, then, you know, you step
you
in and
fill
those
shoes. You shouldn't have to explain yourself. If you're worthy of the title, don't be ashamed to carry it. It doesn't make you like better. I get it, what my intention was. to make anyone feel like they were better than. It was that they had showed me in the community. They had not only a love for the game, but a passion for the community. You know, they was willing to help everybody, you know, the newcomers in society. So that's where I'm at with that. So.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, Marilyn, and I agree with people. Sometimes, you know, this is Tony, everyone. Sometimes with social media, with so many people having their own opinions, it can be taken out of context, unfortunately. But everybody has their own favorite author, CEO, or whatever, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to all go down at once. Just like Marilyn and Ashley, you had four different authors, and this year you have another four. So it's not
right.
Like everyone can get into the wagon at the same time. You know,
right.
These four gentlemen are deserving at this time, but not necessarily eliminating anyone else.
Right. I still send shout-outs to Bebo and Treasure and them. 2013, King of Lit, Treasure Blue. You know, I put it on there. You know, I ain't got a problem with it because that's who they are. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be recognized. If you're coming new in the game, you need to know who you need to hook up with. I mean, you're not to click mm-hmm. stuff, but you need to know as far as who to keep your eye on. You know, you take what you need and, you know, use what you can. But, yeah. But I like to ask
the kings, what is your overview on the kingdom of literature right now? What do all y'all feel about literature right now in the community, in the genre itself?
You know, I have like the most time, and I believe. I've seen this industry go from explosive to. Well, let me back up. Before I even became an author, I remember being in prison reading articles about urban lit. I remember the title of the genre changing, like it had like 6-7 different, you know, titles of the genre. It was all the same thing. It wasn't authentic literature, dumbing down our readers. People were bashing the genre. I'm thinking to myself, like, what's the situation? Then I seen it form into urban street lit, hip hop fiction, and things of that nature. And by then, I had emerged on the scene. So I saw it go from controversial to explosive, the fastest growing genre, yet most controversial genre in African American history, in literature. And then I seen it become a joke. Then I seen authors take a stand and become independent and started, you know, moving from up under the umbrella. Of some of these publishing houses. And, you know, when that transpired, you know, it was love. It made me feel like I was back in the game, but with a different product, a better product, one that wouldn't send me back to jail. It turned back into a joke, right? Like, you know, the quality of people, the quality of literature, just the quality in general is at an all time low. You know, and for me, you know, like I said, going through those phases of the business and the industry, if I wasn't who I am and if I didn't stay focused on the objective, I probably would have pulled the plug on this thing a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but I would have pulled the plug probably sometime last year or, you know, the year prior when I saw the joke, you know, when I saw the joke coming back into play. Now where we are today, man, it's just crazy. People are not supporting. I just posted this on social sites the other day. But people aren't supporting authors for the reason they used to support authors. You know, it's a popularity contest. It's a lot of smoke screens, gimmicks. you know what I mean, and tricks and all of that, you know, things that I'm just not into, you know, mm-hmm. and so again, I really just stay in my lane, and I appreciate the genuine and loyal JM Benjamin supporters, and not just JM, but just the genuine readers and supporters who are still supporting for the right reason, which is, one, the cover may attract you. You may like the title. You turn to the back of the book. The synopsis is tight. You turn it back over. You crack the book open, and you read the first couple of lines, and you can't leave the store without it. So shout out to the readers who support for that, and not because they don't like him, because another author don't like him, or because they just riding his wave, or they're dick riding, or they're jumping on some bandwagon. You know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But, again, shout out to the genuine and real readers and supporters that are supporting me and my colleagues that keep producing quality work.
Yes.
I agree.
Spoken like a true king.
Yes, absolutely. And I have a question. Because you guys are all CEOs, you guys all have publishing companies. What is the importance of branding? Because, you know, you have a lot of new authors coming out, and sometimes they may not have that person that they can talk to or they can get advice from. They might have all these questions on who, what, when, where, you know, what should they protect, how should they protect it. As far as branding, can you guys just kind of tell them and our listeners the importance of branding and how to keep the integrity of your brand? We can start with Tavius.
Hey, how everybody doing?
Please.
Okay. First and foremost, I feel for the branding, you got to be studious in this game, first and foremost. You got to be willing to want to learn. You got it, you know what I'm saying? And me personally, I learned a lot of things from George Shermer and in his or whatnot. I started off as an author, and I wanted to dig a little deeper. But to build that brand, you got to be persistent. You got to constantly put them books out there. You got to get familiar with the readers. You got to, you know, build yourself. You got to socialize, you know what I'm saying? And as far as, you know, like I say, supporting each other, you know, reaching out to help each other, you know, and building that brand to the point where you know that it's going to be with you for a minute, you know what I mean? For, like I say, at the moment, I'm still crawling, you know what I mean? I ain't complaining, you know, I'm taking my time. I'm just trying to learn the game as well. But like I say, building that brand, you know, You got to go hard. You got to go hard in the industry. You can't, you know what I mean? And my thing, personally, what I do, I try to focus more on my authors. You know what I'm saying? That's why I haven't been dropping any books lately, because I believe in helping others. You know what I mean? Because I know if I help others, then, you know, the more doors going to open anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of people who got a story to tell. You know what I mean? Feel like they need to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So if it takes for me to spend the money out of my pocket to do it, then I'm willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. That's just,
What about you, JM?
That's what I do. That's my field right there. Branding is everything. Not a day goes by that I don't, you know, contribute to my brand. You know, even now, like from the time I came into the game until now, you know, people know the name JM Benjamin. But there was a point in time where you didn't know what company, what umbrella I was under, even before, you know, I self-published. Because I didn't come in the game self-published, and many people don't know that because they just know the name JM. Like, when Triple Crown was hot, it's like people assumed that I was under Triple Crown because I was everywhere all of the authors from Triple Crown was. Branding is an investment. You have to invest in yourself. Very important, because if you don't invest in yourself, how can you expect someone else to? And like, even now, and I'm a new quality. I'm the CEO of a new quality publishing, but I'm under three other companies as well. I'm up under PAL, which is Ashman Jaquavis' company. I'm up under Urban Books, which is Carl Weber Company, and I'm up with my Flowers in Bloom, which was the company that introduced the literary world to Jay and Benjamin with Down in the Dirty and Round the Dot Chip 1 and 2. But people wouldn't necessarily know that unless they had been following me all these years or just knew my history or whatever. But when it comes to branding, like, I really don't walk out the house without a jacket that says Jay and Benjamin or got my book titles on it or a shirt or something or a vehicle or some promo material. You know, I don't go to any clubs, any parties, anything without, flooding the area. You know, I'm always trying to put my name and my product in front of people. And when you're branding, it's about the consistency and it's about staying relevant. I know a lot of authors that were like vets when I was a rookie, like they're a thing of the past. They faded in the wind, like, you know, they're on the back of milk cartons and you're wondering where they're at. Like, you know, that, in my opinion, that comes from, you know, those things, lack of consistency, not remaining relevant, and not strengthening their brand. So, like, my whole thing is, when I exit, I want to exit on my own. I want to stop because I want to stop, not because, you know, the people stop loving me. So, you know, again, you know, to piggyback off of what the brother was saying about branding, that's my take on it. It's very important. Now more so than ever with, you know, e-books being a phenomenon, it's a different type of authorship. You know, you have to go about things a little different. You know, once upon a time, I did social sites, but I stayed so active in the street, social sites were secondary to me. Now social sites have come to the forefront, you know, and put me in a position to be more active on social sites versus being active face-to-face. So, again, you're as a boss, as a king, or whatever title, as a leader in general and as a business person, you have to grow with the times and era. And that's the same when it comes to branding. You know, you have to know what's hot, you know, whether it's trendy or whatever, and you have to implement that into your daily branding, you know, already.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I totally agree. I want to ask Boss Lady. Boss Lady is in the house. Boss Lady, can you talk to us a little bit about branding?
Hey, everybody. Okay. This is Boss Lady. Studio, so happy I was listening to y'all. I was on the road, as I'm always on the road, but I was listening in. Just came into the studio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, it's good to have you all on the show. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me. What's going on, lady? What's happening?
You know what I'm trying to do, just set them up and knock them down. That's usually what they pay me to do, set them up and knock them down.
Okay, I'm trying to get a paycheck.
I know that's right. We got to sit down and have some talk about some things. Shoot. Where's Katavia at? I think I heard his voice. He was on the line.
I'm here.
You on deck?
What's going on, boss lady?
Oh, man, I'm in here to start up. You know, they pay me to start trouble, so that's what I do. They got Hood Chronicles on the line. He on the line, too?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've been trying to wrestle you into the clubhouse for some time now. They had to give you a crown for you to come over here and see me.
Nah, man, you know, I think be, you know, some restraints around here, so, you know, I came out to play now.
Yeah, so that's a blessing. You know, we are honored, you know, to have you guys behind the wall, you know, giving us, you know, quality work. We know you write under some very unique circumstances, and we thank you, you know, for making the sacrifices that you make to give the readers good work. You know, it's not easy, and, you know, you're able to, you know, do that, you know, in those conditions, and that's applaudable. So we definitely thank you for that, and, you know, shout out to your authors who, you know, stand beside y'all while y'all behind the wall, you know, having faith in you, you know, to put their work out quality as well. So shout out to the authors and all the readers. But I'm just here. You know, y'all go ahead on and running how y'all was running it. I was enjoying listening to the questions about branding, because branding is everything. You know, you can't just put a book out there. You have to let them know who you are as an author. Like Jan was saying, never going anywhere without having some type of literature or a bookmark or something. You know, telling everybody that, you know, you write books. That's what you do. So, yeah, she always has to be spreading that.
Hey, Nene.
Hey, how you doing?
I had to go get the other phone. My phone died. I'm
wonderful. Oh, Lord. Phone
died. Yeah, it's cool.
All that money you're getting and your phone died? Come on, knock it off.
I'm like, well, y'all got
why you got jokes?
You know what I'm
why you got jokes? But no, I'm not motivated by money. I do like the coins, but that's not why I do what I do.
Well, I heard that, Miss Life. I heard that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the importance of branding by you being an author as well?
Well, see, I was told by a very wise woman, Nene Capri, that before you put out your book, there'll be people upside the head with your book. You need to get your brand out. So, I'm a new author. I'm in the process of revising all of my books. I published with Ex Libris initially, Bad Idea. So everything's going on OG Publication now. So I don't mean promote those books. Dream Killers will be released on OG Publications in December. So I'm branding OG Publications, The Interrogation Room, Slice the Book Club, Chopping It Up with Your Girl Slice. So, yeah, that's what I did.
Absolutely. So the Chronicles, let us know a little bit about, you know, your thoughts about the importance of branding and how to keep the integrity of your brand intact.
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, that you are your own brand, your reputation. It precedes itself, man. You never know how many people in high places hear your name, and when they hear good things attached to it, you know what I'm saying, it'll help build your company and your brand and your work and everything as far as word of mouth goes. But I think that, like I tell a lot of my authors, and, you know, anything that I tell them, I'm saying it to myself first and foremost. And like when you go on these social media sites and everything like that and you post these statuses, you know, you have to understand that what you put out, the people receive it, and how they receive it, you know, that's either going to be beneficial to you or it's going to be harmful to you. So when
right.
you post these statuses, you know, you want to be positive, you want to be professional, and you want to make sure that, you know, you reach the people and you hit home in areas that, you know what I'm saying, that show that you are relatable and you're not just trying to be, you know, getting people to buy your books and you know, people want to know that they're not just consumers to you. They want to know that, you know, you care.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. Because that's going to tell the readers, you know, exactly who you are. And, you know, when you put things out there, you can't take them back because they're already out there. You got to be careful what you say and, you know, what you do. And conduct yourself in a professional manner, as professional as possible. You know, I use Facebook and social media to let the readers get to know who I am. You know, outside of that, anything that's private and personal to me is just that, private and personal to me.
Exactly.
That ain't nobody's business, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful, like, you know, when you are building the brand, you're trying to keep the integrity of said brand, you know what I'm saying, that you're saying, you know, the right things and you're doing, you know, the right things that is honest with your character, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like some people are not honest with their character, you know, move in honesty with your character and who you are, what you represent. That's all, you know, you can pretty much do in that instance. How you feel about that, Katavis?
Yeah, I agree. And say, like you said, you know, it just can't be about just books all the time. Cause, you know, sometimes the reader want to know the author. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They want to know who is this person they spending their money with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just like I say, throwing books out there, you know, that's good. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, everyone, you got people dropping books every day. Books being dropped every day. So
right.
You got to stand out. You got to be different. You got to stand out totally different. And you can't be all on social media sites, you know, all that. Bitch, this, bitch, that, all this. You know what I mean? All that'll kill your brand as well.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, you got to have respect for yourself first and foremost. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
Because, you know, a lot of readers be like, man, that's messy. I don't want to get involved in all that, though. I'm staying away from that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got to kill that, you know, so-called niggerish mentality. They got
mm-hmm.
we got to destroy
absolutely.
That. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and we got to approach this industry with love for each other, man. They don't want to see everybody prevail. You know what I'm saying? Because You know, we was
enough so everybody can eat. Everybody can eat.
Exactly. Yeah. So we was one, you know, caught up into the world and the materialistic thing. But now it's time, you know, everybody to eat, everybody to enjoy. You know what I mean? The fortune. You feel what I'm saying? Because you get what you strive for. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer in that. So, yeah, you got to build that positive brand, man. You can't just have no brand just because you're an author and you write books and things like that. But if you're a messy type of person, you ain't going to, because see, me personally, like I don't just write street lit, you know what I'm saying? I got horror books and everything I'm finna get to drop, you know, and only God knows if it's going to take flight, it's going to go through that. I'm going to try it. I mean, I can't give up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to reach out to the whole of, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Not just one particular group of people, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got to go for what you know and never give up. You got to just go hard.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you think as far as... Oh, go ahead, Nene.
No, you go. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Aaron, you know, what do you think as far as branding yourself as an author and a publisher? What are your thoughts about that?
I basically agree with what everybody said before me. I just feel like whatever it is you do, you got to be consistent. Like, you don't want to be switching up. Because, you know what I mean, the eyes of the people, like they said, they always watching. So, you know, my thing, that's just for me, though. That's my outlook. My whole key is always to try to be consistent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm always looking, you know, in the same light. I'm always in the same light. Or whatever I'm trying to promote is in the same light with or in sync with what I'm doing. You gotta have your things in sync. You gotta know your projects, your product, the people that you're marketing to. All that comes with branding. Like, you have to really be studying the market. You know what I mean? So you could really be effective and don't be wasting a lot of time branding over here when really it ain't no place for you over there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you gotta be trying to know where your audience is first. You gotta be trying to find your target audience. You gotta be trying to find other audiences that you may be able to capture. You know, the key to that is really knowing your work and knowing what you got before you, because then you know where to place it and you know who to place it in front of.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think has changed, Aaron? What do you think has changed? You know, you got Benjamin, you got people like Aaron Bebo. Y'all been on the scene for a long time. And when you talk about this branding and this quality of work, what has changed that has made people maybe take shortcuts or not stick to, you know, the platform that was set that, you know, gave great, great, great books, you know, books that people will be reading forever because, you know, of the strategies that were done, and now you have different work going on. How do y'all feel about that?
People don't want, and this is just my opinion, my outlook from what I've seen from the time I've been in and just trying to get in and watching it from outside and then coming in. People ain't as hungry now these days. I'd say within the last, like, 4 to 3 years, a great majority of the people that have been entering into the game, They didn't come in with a hunger. They just came in because they knew it was something that they could do. It started becoming more of a hustle, and not to say that other authors before them weren't hustling, but the hustle was different. There were ethics, there were market standard value. It was just, and plus it was harder to get in, so people had really meant something to these people who had broke through, whether it was on an independent level or through a major publisher. It really meant something. You had felt like you really captured something. Now, a lot of people are coming into the game, and, you know, they have no passion for it, number one, and they just see that. So it's like a lot of dudes was coming home from prison back in the day just being like, yo, I'm about to get into the real estate game. It's like the same type of mentality with the books, and that affects the quality of the work, that affects the standard, that affects the market, because people, if they don't know, like, yo, look, we have to charge this price, or your books need to be. Nobody's saying this no more. There used to be a bunch of seminars you could go to authors used to get together, go on trips, and it was always different. You know, I'm speaking from fact. Like, to me, it was always two different sides. Like, because if you was independent, people really wasn't messing with you like that. And then it was another independent, like, the people who was doing, like, print-on-demand books. People was looking at them like, come on, knock it off. You know what I mean? That's how serious it was. It's like the seriousness left. It's like JM said, it's a joke now. It's like the seriousness left. No one's like, yo, look, nah, you definitely need to work on your manuscript again. You violent. You can't even bring this to the market like this. No one's doing that no more.
Because no one's meeting. I'm not, my bad, not to cut you off. I just want to add to what you said. One, let's be clear. Nah, we still telling them that. They just not listening. You know, and two, it's not like the cat come on from jail talking about they're going to get into real estate because, like, that's what I do. That's one of my side gigs. And I'm saying, like, any cats that's coming on, getting into something, like, from jail outside of this book game, they already done their homework. Like, I don't know what type of cats these dudes are. Like, what they got locked up for, what they was doing when they was locked up. But they coming home, and they coming home without doing their homework, jumping into this game. So that's what it really boiled down to, not educating yourself on the business. And then there's a lot of authors, and they blame not me, but put me in there because I got time in like that. But they blamed us for saying nobody wouldn't help them. So this is the route they took. Again, that's not true. Like, I've given the blueprint to countless of people, and they still turned around and took the wrong route or took a route that wasn't the blueprint that those who continue to be successful in this business take. So, you know, I remember the book when I took off, like, that's what the authors were saying. Like, man, none of those authors wouldn't tell me none of everybody be sent you with the information. The knowledge, whatever, like that. I had to go this route.
Yeah, come on.
It's yellow, baby. Somebody at the club. Somebody at the club.
Yeah, who is that?
Oh, somebody turned up, popping bottles and all that or something.
For real.
Oh,
try to maintain a little respect.
Yeah. No, that's true. I'm sorry. I'll just put that out there on some sidebar. But, I just want to, you know, for the listeners, in case there's some aspiring writers that want to break into the business and things of that nature, or, you know, even authors that may just be, you know, not in the queue but just listening, you know what I mean? If you are, I'm speaking, like they said, I'm speaking from fact, and I sit back and I observe and I walk, and, you know, a lot of people have come to me throughout the years and, you know, complained about my colleagues not giving the proper information or not helping them. And then you have those that complain to my colleagues saying that I'm guilty of not helping them, which is a bald-faced lie. But I'm saying that to say, like, even if nobody helped you because nobody taught me about self-publishing. No one taught me. No one. But when the getting was good, I was still moving books like I was signed to a major. I was still moving 30, 40,000 books in the streets and in stores, like, nonstop. I never did print-on-demand, none of that. So how do you explain nobody giving me the blueprint, but I found the blueprint? If I found it, anybody could find it. So you can't blame other authors for not giving you the information or helping you. Like, in life, you got to find your own way. So I'm saying that, like, don't let nobody discourage you, deter you, or derail you. And don't use that jump as a crutch or a justification to do it wrong, because there is no right way to do it wrong. That's what's going on now. Author, let me back up, because I don't like to, if I don't feel that you're an author, then I'm not calling you an author. So writers, there are a lot of writers that are going about it wrong and thinking that it's right because they took the initiative to take that route. But it's not true. It's not the case. So I'm saying that to say, at the end of the day, one, either an individual didn't listen, or two, they just wasn't in a position financially. So now, you know, this new avenue and route has been afforded. And again, even with that, if that's the route you're going to take, still there's a blueprint that you must follow in order to earn or gain the respect that you need as an artist. And what I mean by that is editing, proofreading, you know, strong content, storyline development, character development, all of the things, not just for African-American literature, but just for literature in general. There is a blueprint. There is a blueprint that you must follow if you want to even be considered a candidate in the race. That's the reality.
For the mother.
Like, you already losing. You coming in losing before the gun even went off for the race. You already lost. I don't care how many e-books. I don't care how many you sell. I don't care what list you go on. You lost. When it comes
Word
to the true definition as an author, you lost. Because if you can't, like for me, and again, like there's no disrespect to anyone who just published electronically. There's no disrespect to them. But I'm saying, for me, like everything into the world of being an author, I love. I love going on book signings. I love touring. I love hitting events. I love interacting with the people. I love the energy and the response of the people. I love the competitiveness at, you know, events and when I see other authors dropping, how that motivated me. I love giving back to the community. I love the shorties in my city and cities worldwide that now add to that equation. When you ask what you want to be when you grow up, they say doctors, lawyers, athletes, entertainers, and an author. Why? Because they met J.M. Benjamin. That means everything to me. So if you haven't experienced those things as an author, then you're shortchanging yourself as an author. You're just a writer that's published right now.
There you go. I would just say there's a difference between a writer and an author. Everybody, right?
I totally agree with that.
I'd like to add on to what James just said, and not just as an author, but as a reader. You know, being here in New York, in the New York area, you know, you walk down the street and you used to see in back in the day tables with the authors, that old time hustle, which is what you're referring to, and you stop and you talk to the author and make that connection, you know, and just like you said, going to book signings and interacting with readers. I recently went on the book signing with Nene and Aaron and Jason. It's just an all time different experience to just sit down and read the book, and cracking the spine of the book. You know, you become one with the author, you become one with that book. It may be your favorite book, you get signed, but it's a different experience, and I would encourage every reader to experience that old-time hustle with the one-on-one with the author and the reader.
I definitely agree with Tony, definitely agree, but we got the number one CEO, Mr. George Sherman Hutchinson. He's in the clubhouse with us. What's going on, G? Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on?
Hey,
what's
George.
Going on, G?
Yeah,
hey,
sorry. Yeah,
what's going on, bro?
Man, I can't call, man. Sorry about being late, man. I got caught up.
That's all right.
Good, you hear.
Talking about branding and the importance of branding and just being a new author. What are your thoughts about that?
About branding?
And then new authors, how they come in and what they need to do and how they should carry themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's branding is the most important thing. A lot of authors don't understand that. You know, just coming in late on the conversation. But, you know, as far as, like, when we sign authors, a lot of authors, they jump behind G Street. It's cool to jump behind G Street, but you still got to build your own brand, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're always not going to be up on the contract. You know, I know you want to spread your wings sometimes, and we ain't trying to lock nobody in for life. So, you know, you want to build your brand when you got the platform. So, you know, branding is real important. You know, especially like this Facebook stuff going on and everybody getting on there talking crazy and doing all this crazy stuff, killing their brand. But you got to understand, you know what I'm saying, you're hurting yourself every time you do that. So, yeah, branding is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So you got a lot of new authors that's learning, and some of them still haven't learned, you know. And they, you know, you got so many people in this game. It's so crazy, and it's so easy to get in it now. You know, it's, being an author is not a, you know what I'm saying, really a big thing no more. You know what I'm saying? To a lot. You got, you know, it's the game that changed. But you know, if you carry yourself right, you still can be big in your own sense, you know. But if you get so calm and get out there on that crazy stuff all the time, it's like, you know, it's nothing. So the game is different, you know. Because I remember when I came in a long time ago, and I didn't catch the conversation. But matter of fact, who's on the line? Is Tay on the line?
Yeah, everybody in the house.
Not everybody.
Okay, everybody here. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Oh, okay. But yeah, just checking to make sure my people are. But yeah, it's different now, you know. It's mm-hmm. unchanged, but
Well, let me ask you something, G. Moving from you know, the author perspective to the publisher perspective,
yeah.
What's the discipline is definitely different, you know. How you got people under your camp now, that you know, they're getting imprints, they moving into the publishing realm. What advice do you have, you know, to give new, you know, authors or authors who are established or now moving into publishing?
Oh, okay. First of all, you know, you're gonna be controlling somebody's product now. You know, you know what I'm saying, people gonna be trusting you to handle their, you know what I'm saying, handle their project. You know, you can't get on there talking crazy and thinking somebody gonna respect you, you know what I'm saying, and gonna put their stuff in your hand. You know, so you gotta carry yourself in a certain way, you gotta handle your business. So, you know, just crossing over like that, and you know, you got everybody getting these imprints now, but that ain't for everybody. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just being real, you know. You know what I'm saying? I done had authors that I felt like, you know what I'm saying, that they can carry that weight in this song that they can't. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But everybody ain't meant to be in that position. Everybody can't play that position. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's crazy now. You know what I'm saying? But But moving over to imprints and like Tay, you know, even though bro he behind the wall like I was there, and you know what I'm saying, you can do it behind there. A lot of people feel like, okay, now I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna sign over here over there because he here now. But you know, you can make it happen as long as you got a team and you believe in what you believe in, you know, mm-hmm. and stay going strong. You know, I done had dudes when I first started, you know, that turned their nose up, and this dude in jail or he from the south that wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying, wasn't no advice given. You know what I'm saying? When I asked for it, you know, when nobody, you know what I'm saying, lending a helping hand. But now I'm seeing everybody talking about lending a helping hand and look out for your next all. That's all bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because I was there, you know. Come on now. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, everybody kicking. That's why I like talking to Bebo. You know, mm-hmm. Aaron, I know he's sincere what he's saying. He's serious about what's going on. But a lot of these dudes, they get serious when they down, when they done played out. You know what I'm saying? You ain't relevant no more. Now you want to get serious and talking about helping the next man because you need some help now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, nah, I don't go for that. You know, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, they kicking all that bullshit. But it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's just me being real, you know. You know, we can make it sound good. You know, we can make it sound real good and like we all together. And, you know, come on, when you're on top, you ain't reached out. You know what I'm saying? But now you're irrelevant, and now you ain't nobody buying your books, ain't nobody checking for you. Now you're trying to talk about help the next man. Come on. You know, so I'm not with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, but I ain't got. But let me tell you something now. I ain't got no problem with helping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the new artists coming in, I give advice, and
well,
you know, and I'm gonna look out for them with the old, you know. But the one that's been there and kicking out this other stuff, nah, I ain't. Come on now, man, miss me with it, man. Come on, it's crazy. Come on, let's
well,
be real.
Let's...
What?
I got another question. Go ahead, Mimi.
Yeah.
So I was trying to see what was happening. I thought somebody else had a question. Did you have something to say?
I think JM.
Yeah.
I think JM was saying something.
Oh, JM.
Okay. That was real talk. I agree with that. Go ahead, JM.
Oh, no. I was listening and laughing. I was telling names so the listeners would know who you're talking about. That's the most.
I mean,
really
yeah. Hey, man. Yeah.
Not
I
this
got
time,
a
but next time.
I think that's what, like, I think that's the issue that we have, like, in this this industry here. Because, follow this line. We're the only people that go to this, man. Like, and it's crazy because I grew up in the streets, I'm from the streets, and I'm sure, like, you know, based on hearing what these brothers are saying, then I'm sure we all pretty much come from the same thing. So I'm sure they can relate to what I'm about to say. But, you know, this business, this industry is starting to turn into, you know, the streets. Like, I feel like I'm back in the street. Anytime, like, it takes a lot to phase me. And I listen to the brother, and I can tell that, you know, what he was saying is, you know, stuff that's been built up throughout the years of his observation and his interaction and his views on, you know, what he believed, how things are. And I'm saying, like, you know, I've sat back, and there are times where, you know, I see something on social sites going on, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I wish a joker would say something crazy about me like that. Well, I'm going to bust his head open at the Harlem Book Fair. But then I realized, like, damn, if I got to have those thoughts and feelings, then, one, what type of business and industry am I really dealing with? Where it jeopardized my freedom and my health? Again, like, I overcame that. But that's one of the major issues now.
Yeah,
jokers are coming
home
from jail. No, jokers are coming home from jail and trying to use their same mentality that they used in the street in this business, and it's turned messy. So,
but now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean to cut you out, JM. I feel what you're saying, right? And like you said, you know, one thing about me, right, I did 18, and you know what I'm saying, that street mentality, jail stuff and all that crazy stuff, you know, I left that, you know what I'm saying, in that environment because that's how I had to be. But when I get out here and I see all the fake stuff going on and dudes coming talking about, like, it's real like this, it's real like that, not even in the street sense, just and being, you saying that, you know, it's sincere and it's like this and like that when it's not, you know what I'm saying? So really, you know what I'm saying, not like you said about the, like this game is coming to the point where people talking about, well, yeah, like at the Harlem Book Fair, I'm going to do this and do that. Nah, I'm not on that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm
you know, I wouldn't.
You're not, brother. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wouldn't never step to that stoop to that level. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that ain't me, but.
That are and
oh, yeah.
Bad, you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole bunch of nonsense going on now, but it's like this, right? Like, whether, first and foremost, like, based on what we come from, at the end of the day, man, at minimum, we get it how we live, and, like, we don't need anybody. We're going to turn nothing into something. So that's my policy, and that's
true.
My strategy. And I'm going to disclose this, and I've never said this in any interview because I never felt the need because I just did what I do, and, you know, it worked for me. But I'm going to say this. When I first came into the business, I came in where it was nothing but hitters. Like, one, I had to deal with the entire Triple Crown. Like, back then, you didn't even know authors' names. You just knew Triple Crown.
Exactly.
I would do book signings, and readers would pass me by and say, you got the latest Triple Crown? And the store manager would say, no, nothing new came out, but he's an author. And they would turn around and say, are you with Triple Crown? And I would say, no, I'm hotter than everything on Triple Crown. That's like, because I'm thinking myself, like, yo, that's Triple Crown.
Yeah.
I don't care about no Triple Crown. All that junk is garbage. This is what I'm thinking to myself. But then I realized, like, it doesn't matter. If everybody's screaming Triple Crown, you make them say Triple Crown and J.M. Benjamin. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So what I did was I used to go to all events. I literally broke myself being somewhere just to be in a picture with the hitters, and it would go from the short guy with the beard to J.M. Benjamin. Like, I didn't even have a name back then. You know, the short cocky dude just came home with the beard. But
yeah.
That next year, I was J.M. Benjamin. And when I became J.M. Benjamin, I started to see the change. And what I mean by that is people who were in position refused to put me in position.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want you to know that, like, anything any listeners have gone through or what y'all gone through, I'm not exempt from that. but I never allowed that. I never focused on pouring energy in that. I focused on pouring energy into, one, having my name spoken in the same breath, or two, excelling over these authors that were in position and refused for whatever reason. And this is what I'm saying that I never disclosed. But I was subjected to that. I was subjected to people who could have put me right in front of a major and refused for whatever reason. But I didn't care. My motto became, and I used to promote it all the time back with my state. Like, I would always tell authors, if you don't get signed to a major, become your own major. And then I started educating indie authors, like, look, it takes some, what he makes selling 60,000 books, you can make selling 10,000 books. So what I did was I used it as motivation rather than a waste of my time and energy to be focusing on who not doing what for me. But nowadays, like, you got dudes that are coming home that aren't as polished, that feel like, oh, he's a fag. Like, the way he write, I can tell he don't really come from that, or, man, this joke is faking. Like, oh, he ain't really like that. And I'm saying more and more of that is coming into play. And now what it's doing is displaying itself on social sites. And my whole thing is this. I tell people all the time, if I wasn't an author for doing something that requires me to be on social sites, I wouldn't be. Because I know gangsters, I know ballers, none of them don't got no Facebook, no Instagram, no none of that. And I would be one of them. I never seen so many killers and drug dealers or all these gangsters that were on these social sites disclosing their business, like Bad Boys Moving Silent. All of those things, I come from those rules and those codes and those laws. So, again, just sitting back watching and listening, I'm wondering, like, who's really ready to die over a book? Who's ready to pop a joke ahead over something he said about his book or said about him as an author? Who really ready to go back to jail and die over that?
But see, I understand. Yeah, I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to you, and I see. I know a lot of that go on. But, you know, back then, you know what I'm saying, it's just like the rap game. And when the book stuff started kicking out way back, when Biggie String and all that, it wasn't number women publishers. It wasn't number a lot of women authors. You had Quantum out there, but you had women running the game. So now you got a lot of dudes in the game. And when you get a lot of dudes around and you know, it's disrespect here and disrespect there, you know some dudes is not going to lay down for the – you know what I'm saying? Why this dude slick trying to shoot something his way? You know what I'm saying? It's different when they come to dudes. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and like you said, it's crazy to be out there like that talking about dying over a book. You know, you got dudes that you know what I'm saying? I done heard that said this about G and that about G, and you don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? You tripping. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think, you know what I'm saying, the dude on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's cool, but, you know, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Come on now, I don't even see you. You know, but at the same time, we in business. We trying to sell books, entertain, and that's what I'm all about. But at the same time, you know, when you get a lot of dudes and the jealousy and the envy and all that coming along, it get crazy. And, you know, and I feel what you're saying. You know, it's stupid that we got to go to, you know what I'm saying, go to that extent talking about some books. You know, it's crazy. But,
Hey, you know what? I definitely, as a reader. Oh, go ahead, JM.
No, I was just going to say, it's crazy anytime readers are contemplating on going to a literary event because they're leery of what may happen. That's
exactly.
We need to check ourselves, and we need to reevaluate the situation, man. You know what I mean? And come together. And I'm not saying that, like, we all going to come together and sing Kumbaya and all that over a bonfire. I'm just saying at the end of the day, war and money don't mix. And I got to use all of the street codes and laws, because everybody on this phone that's been deemed a king of lit come from this same creed. So I'm saying to you, how can we get money if we focus so much on bickering, beefing amongst each other? Like,
exactly.
If you ever hear JM got a beef, like, no, it ain't no play Facebook beef. Like, it's a real beef. Like, the goons, like, my whole hood standing up. Like, they said, what? They gonna do what? And I'm saying, is it really that serious that I bring the beans out over something like that? you know what I mean, jeopardize everything I worked so hard for in this 8 years and counting? Nah, man. Nah, it's not. It's that serious for me to feed my family and things of that nature. But it's not that serious. I can diplomatically, you know what I mean, and respectfully address and check somebody for something that they said, you know what I mean, that rubbed me the wrong way. If they get on some nigga stuff, then I have to make a decision.
That's why you were nominated, Ken.
It's funny that you said that because Aaron had said that when we did a show about Book Beast, and he said the same exact thing about how far is somebody willing to go on beefing over books and little things like that and talking on Facebook. He spoke on that. He said exactly what you gentlemen were saying. But I did have a question because I did an interview for one of our blogs with Seth Ferenczi, and he talked about being behind the wall and being an author and how it is very difficult and sometimes it kind of puts you in different situations just because you are an author behind the wall. Can any of you guys relate to that as far as the ones that are behind the wall and that have been behind the wall?
Oh, yeah, it's different. Who's going to answer that, Tay? Or who else on the line?
Tavius and Hood.
Go ahead, Tavius.
Well, is it difficult?
Yeah, he talked about how it's difficult sometimes.
I mean, it's difficult because regardless of a person incarcerated, you still got some of these guys that's in prison with the ghetto mentality, with that mentality that I ain't gonna change. I am who I am. Because to some it's just like a vacation. So that when their families and friends thinking that, okay, this person have changed, then when it's time for them to get out, they ain't changed. They still did the same thing they did before they came in. So it was more like utilize your time, educate yourself, utilize your time like college, and that's what I do. But it becomes difficult because, you know, at times they might lock us down. They might take things from us. They might take your phone. You know what I'm saying? They take your phone. You gotta get paid, what, $400-$500 to get another phone. You know what I'm saying? And you know, come on now. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, then you may have, you know, the person that hating on you because he feel like that you writing and you think you better than him, but you ain't been better. You trying to help him, but he don't want to do what you want to do. He want to still ride with the clique in the game members. You know what I'm saying? And then thinking that, okay, with the pan sagging, that is all about this. You know what I'm saying? So that was really making hard in that sense. But, you know, you got to just stay focused and do you. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been gone 14 years, you know what I'm saying, behind these walls, right? And, you know, I stayed 10 toes down. You know, I'm a man before I'm anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to stand on mine. So, like I say, for it's just the difficult part. It's just certain things that guys do that can take you out of that comfort zone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you might have the people's going, like the one told me one time, why are you writing books? You need to stop writing books. Really? Because I ain't busting heads around here? Because I ain't doing, you know what I mean? Why would you want me to be productive? Why wouldn't you want that? Because I'm a product of my environment. When I get out, if that person still got that same mentality, he going to go to a community and he going to start something. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to change. You feel what I'm saying? So you got some that are trying to change. You got some that are trying to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, the fact of the matter, everybody ain't going to change. Death is promised to some. You feel what I'm saying? They're just being real. You feel me? So like I say, even me, how me and George, you know, George know me real well. You know what I mean? I say we did it. You know what I mean? We made it happen. And he got out, and then God bless. You know what I mean? That was a blessing from God. And he kept it all the way real with me. He didn't get out. He didn't change. He didn't do. He did everything he said he was gonna do. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I took my hat to that. You feel what I'm saying? So you know, I just say.
Yeah, definitely. Did you have something to add to that, G?
As far as talking about behind the wall and hold on, let me take this off. Still. As far as behind the wall and publishing books and. That's what the question was, right? Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it gets difficult. Like Tay say, you know, you got all that stuff to deal with, and then, you know, you're trying to, you know what I'm saying, especially if you, like, on the level here on down, he putting books out, you controlling these people's projects. So, you know, it get crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tip my hat to anybody that's behind the wall that's handling their business the right way. You know, so you know, you got like dude Cash, you know, Cash doing his thing but from behind the wall, and he handling it like he's supposed to handle it. And he ain't letting all the negative stuff get to him, and you know, he pushing like he's supposed to push. So, you know, Tay doing his. You got a couple of more dudes, but you know, but sometimes, you know, people will put you in a position where it's like, damn, should I keep doing this, or I can throw it all away and go to the hole, or you know, and then you got this stuff, the negative stuff coming from Facebook, and you know, it's a lot of stuff coming at you when you're in that position, and you know what I'm saying? That's why I say, you know, I try to, you know what I'm saying, help when I can, anybody in that position that I can help, you know, because I know I was there, and you know what I'm saying, I reached out, and you know, ain't nobody had their hands, like, you know, it ain't like I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm mad about it, but you know, we got to be real, you know, everybody ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, lift up the next man, you know, you know what I'm saying, but now it's getting crazy, it's getting, you know, now the crazy stuff coming out and all the negative stuff and everybody fighting and trying to kill each other about these books, but now everybody want to get together. We should have been together before that. It shouldn't have took that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I look at it. But, it gets difficult, man. It's difficult, man. So that's why I tip my hat off and tell you, you know, I'm going to ride with them, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know. But, you know, so that's how I feel about it.
Aaron.
Hold on, is you forgetting that Hood is on the phone? He's the king.
Sorry,
my bad. Go ahead. That's why they don't let me do the hosting thing. I'm sorry.
I asked Hood, how did he feel about that question, Hood? Is he with us?
I'm not sure.
Right,
did we lose him? You told me he was there. I was on a roll. I was heading somewhere. You told me he was there. You cut me off.
Nah, listen. Hey, yeah. He was here. Maybe he done
yeah, he was
off.
Here.
I don't know what okay. Happened.
Oh, wait. I think he's back in. Hold on. He might have dropped. Hold on. Yeah.
I was on a roll. I had the mic out my hand. You go right ahead. Say what you had to say.
Hey, listen, I want people to be able to speak. I'll be one to just jump in front of people. I want to make sure people can speak. They get their point across. They got anything they want to say, they can say it. And I mean, I don't want to control it, you know. So I just want to remind everybody, even him, that he was on the phone. He should have just jumped in and be like, yo.
I'm glad we're
for
him.
Aaron,
just jump in. Yeah, next question, please. Next question, please. You know, the king's got a busy schedule.
Let's take some of these callers and give away some of these books. The kings came coming hard. They came with some gifts, bearing gifts to readers. If you want to talk to the kings of lit, get your wands so we can bring you in. Say, we can talk to the kings of lit and we can give away some books.
Okay, the first caller we are going to take. It's going to be 937-313. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew and the Kings of Lit. Who are we speaking with?
Good evening. This is Stacey Johnson Leonard.
Hi, Stacey.
Hey, what's going on, Stacey?
Hey, Mimi. Hey, Bebo. Hey, Tony.
What's
up? Hey, Nisha. Hey, let's see. There is Hood Chronicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I can tell he's from Atlanta. He got that accent. I can hear it. And then Hot Catavius, I know he's Southern, but his accent, right?
Yeah, from Atlanta.
J.M. Benjamin, I haven't figured yours out yet, sir. You're from the South.
Plainfield versus everybody.
No.
Did you just say Plainfield?
Yeah, that's from Jersey.
What? All New Jersey. Okay. I should have known you got that. Y'all got that cool laid-back swagger. And then, let's see. And then Mr. George. I know he's from Atlanta. I can hear his accent.
Yep,
college
ball.
And then
Miss
Marilyn.
Yeah,
is she
big A.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Is Marilyn still on the phone?
Hello. Let's see. Slice, you still on? Let's see. Marilyn, you still there?
All right. Well, Stacey, did you have a question for either one of the kings? Was it something that you wanted to ask them while they're on the line?
I just wanted to ask them. I haven't heard about I do hear about the beef because I'm on social media, Facebook a lot. And I do feel like that the whole literary world is kind of turning to the musical world because there is a lot of watered-down writing, so to speak. And so I want to thank y'all, the vets, that's really putting out to us avid readers, you know, true reading or whatever else. And I would like for y'all to, you know, maybe help some of those that's not too good at it. Like, really be honest with them, because I think some of them think they're better than what they are. And then they get on social media and cuss us readers out, like, oh, my stuff is a 5 and you gave me a 2. But it's my opinion.
I
just want to say thank y'all for being true.
Okay.
That's one thing I do want to say. Have a good evening. I do want to say, yes, as a reader,
evening.
I have never seen any of these gentlemen ever go in on a reader on Facebook. I've never seen George do it. I've never seen JM do it. I've never seen Hood do it. I've never seen Bebo do it. And I've never seen Tavius do it. And that's one thing I can say, that I've never seen them step out of their character, you know, and behave in that way to a reader for their own opinion. But there have been authors that, you know, they've done that. You know, but that's not all authors. But there are some that, you know, they feel some kind of way because they didn't like the way you rated their books. But again, you know, that is the reader's opinion on how they're viewing what they read on your book, you know. But I can honestly say I've never seen any of these gentlemen do anything of that nature. But you hung up so fast, Stacey, I want you to hit my inbox so that we can gift you a book. So I know you're listening. Send my inbox so we can get you one of these
still
books.
There.
Yeah.
Let's grab,
take another caller, Andrew.
Let's grab 773-943. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew and the Kings of Lit. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Yes, hello. It's you.
Hey. Hello. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Nene. Hey, Leisha. Hey, Tony. This is Eureka, urban novelist Eureka.
Hey
there.
Hey, what's up, Eureka?
I'm just calling in with my support and love for my boss, of course, my fellow brother Tay, you know, and JM, respect you. Just want to say continue to be the mold and blazing the trail for the newcomers and some of the vets. You know, just keep it real like you do, and, you know, and keep that grinding and hustle and reaching out to those who need it and even those who don't think they need it. So I just want to know, can you be just all that you can be and just, you know, keep grinding and keep going?
That's what's up.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Eureka.
All right.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a good one, Precious.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
Well, we got a bunch of callers. They must don't want these books, but we're going to get right back to live action. I want to ask the Kings. Yeah. I want to ask the Kings, what do y'all think about market and standard for the market concerning books?
You, as far as what the price, I'm talking about the price, when you say market.
Yeah, price. Yeah, exactly. The price, how you bring the books to the market, the price and everything. What do y'all think about the current state of the market? And
well,
the standards
really,
that we're keeping as authors and publishers.
Well, the standard's pretty low right now, man. They're 99 cents. You know, people, shit. Hey, well,
not
people putting out, you know, hey, well, yeah, and then the ones that ain't 99 cents, they really ain't, you know what I'm saying? You see them, they moving, but, you know, you got these 99 cent books. Really, me will publish on both sides because I get money out both ends. But at the same time, you know, I put a 99 cent book out. You know, it really started off for promotion, you know, to get the author out there. You know, because we put them out, you know what I'm saying? We put them out there and try to get the author known, and, you know, you play the price game. But the way the market is now, you know, and you know, the quality of the books is bubblegum now. Don't nobody put their heart in writing no books no more. You know what I'm saying? You got the, you know, back in the day when it was just only paperbacks, you know, you had to really grind and you had to really show, you know what I'm saying, get out there and get in position. But now, you know, you can just drop a book on ebook and you know what I'm saying, and get out there. But, you know, the market is so crazy now, the 99-cent books is taking over and people building, you know, but people eating off of them. You know, a lot of people talk about the dude. I don't deal with dude. I don't even like dude, but dude getting his money. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you know what I'm saying? Dude getting his money, and I tip my hat to him, and, you know, I don't like some of the stuff he do, the underhand shit, but, you know, he eating. You know, a lot of people go talking about, you know, these new publishers, how they doing and how they messing the game up. Now the game changing. So, really, you know what I'm saying? You know, but see, somebody like Aaron that's been in the game, you know, Aaron been in the game a long time. Aaron ain't got to sell no 99-cent book. You know what I'm saying? So, but you got a lot of authors that's new, and the game's so saturated, man, they got to find their way in. You know, they can't drop no 499 book out there and think Nene's going, you know what I'm saying, they're going to sell like Nene or Aaron or anybody else. You know, people ain't jumping out there on them. The readers don't know what they work like. So after they get known and everything, then you can raise the price up. But, you know, the game is, it's crazy. But you got some people that's been in the game and they dropping their 499 book, but they ain't eating no more. You know, they can't eat.
Not
so, you know, it's the way you got to do it. It's a science to it now. It ain't just easy, man. You know, and I'm a publisher. I'm seeing numbers. I'm seeing a lot of people numbers. You know, and I'm seeing the back end, even through the distribution. As far as the major publishers that's supposed to be major, I got accounts where I can, you know, I know where they're moving. You know, so I see the game changing, you know what I'm saying, year by year. So, yeah, it, the market is crazy now, man. So, you know, you just got to change with it. You know, you got to adapt to it and change with it and just try to come out on top.
Go ahead, Tony.
No, hi, Joyce. This is Tony. I just wanted to say I agree with you, but sometimes you get what you pay for. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, I didn't spend 99 cents for a book. You know, I wanted a book. I went in, either I went to the library or I went to the bookstore to get it. You know, like I said, you pay for what you get. And if there's an author that you love, you know, and if you're able to, I don't mind paying the money for a book because I'm buying something that's going to be mine forever. You know, so I don't always look for a 99-cent book. Sometimes I shy away from it because based on previous books, it may not be quality work, and I'd rather spend my money on quality work.
But yeah, exactly. That's right. You got so many of these people they looking at now, okay, I could buy 5 books for $5 or I could buy that one $4.99 book. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and a lot of people jumping, you know what I'm saying? They jumping
for real.
You know? You know what I'm saying?
5 incomplete novels.
Exactly.
You know what? What bothers me, though, this is what bothers me, because they'll expect an urban author, to sell their books for 99 cents so that they, and this is not all readers, because if I want to buy a book, I'm going to buy a book. I just bought a book for $11. If I want to read it, I'm going to read it. If it's 99 cents, like Tony said, I might not necessarily read it unless I read something by that author and I enjoyed it.
Right.
You have some readers that expect urban authors to have their books either free or really cheap. But this is the thing. You'll go and buy a Jackie Collins book or a James Patterson book, and you will spend $22. You'll get 2 books and spend $60 and be content with the 900 pages or however many pages are in there. But if an urban author does it, if they got a book that's $10 or $11, or they got too many pages in their book, then you have readers complain. But it's like, why is it that it's not okay for an urban author to show their work? They have to show their work for their work. You know, this is what I'm worth. So if their book is $9, $10, whatever the case may be, if you know it's quality work, you know, you shouldn't have a problem buying it. But you shouldn't expect their books to be under $5, but then you're willing to go pay James Patterson $22.50 for one of his books or 2 of his books and spend almost $100. I just think something's wrong with that.
But, I agree with that. But then you see these books like, I think Juan or somebody else just dropped some little bit of books for $15. What them books is, I don't know what they are. You know, you know what I'm saying? We killing ourselves. Now, we're watering the game down some more. Everybody talking about bringing the game back. But you just dropped a 120-page book that's less than 5x8, and you're selling it for $15, $20. You know what I'm saying? So we're killing ourselves. You know, let's be fair. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know you want to cut the cost of print down, but come on now. I ain't respecting that.
Here's my take on it. Because at the end of the day, because I'm listening, like, so much was said in both of y'all answers that I got to play the tapes back in my head because I wanted to say something initially, but then the sister jumped in. So before so much was said, and I can't express everything I'm doing, I just want to say this. Right? It doesn't matter. Your value is your value. If you feel your worth is 99 cents, then that's what it is. You have to realize that it's three different perspectives of that price. You got the consumer, the publisher, and the author. So you look at the benefit of all three of those people. At the end of the day, the publisher benefits the most. The author benefits next to nowhere other than that exposure. The consumer benefits because they do get more for less. But when it's all said and done, that's really the state of mind of the consumer. Because an avid reader is not going to be satisfied with what's going on there. As far as the book that, because I know the book you're referring to, and shout out to my homie, Quan. But I want to say this, like, because I've seen the books, and at the end of the day, I mean, Quan has earned his bones. I've earned my bones. If I want to mark it up as $100, maybe not everybody buy it at 100, but you have people that support J.M. Benjamin enough to say, if J.M. priced it at that, that's what the price is.
But see, I understand that, but these the same authors talking about new authors messing the game up. So don't come talking about new authors messing the game up, these 99 cent books, these new publishers messing the game up with like this and that, and then you come back and do that. You know, I ain't respecting that. You know what I'm saying? So if we go,
I totally get it. I totally get it.
Exactly. Like, let's not voice it like that.
We're all speaking from our experience and our history and based on what we've heard someone say or what the perception is. So I get it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, do I condone and agree with 99 cent books? No, I don't. But I don't hate on anybody. That's the route you have to take. That's what it is. I don't even care for e-books. But as a businessman, I would be a fool not to have my books available on e-books. But here's the thing with me, and I'm only speaking for myself. I have the type of following that people patronize my e-books and still purchase the paperback. Because if paperback stops selling, then I would stop printing them. And I haven't stopped printing paperbacks yet. Like, as we speak, I'm on the tour. Let me digress because that has nothing to do with nothing. So I'm going to stick, to the subject at hand. But at the end of the day.
You was about to lead the room on us. I didn't know where you were going. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm not one of those authors. Like, my actions speak for me. So I don't even have to say what I was about to say. Like, that's the thing. Like, and I can say now, like, it doesn't matter what offers a 99 cent at the end of the day. You still playing catch up to my bread because I'm still spending bread I made in 06. I'm still spending bread. So how many e-books you got to sell to catch up to me on that? Even if I don't have the money, my tax returns speak for themselves. 7 years of counting six figures on books. I don't do anything else but books. I do a little bit, but my children are in college behind books. I take care of myself behind books. I provide for my family behind books. I open up other businesses behind selling books. So I'm saying that, again, like, this is really not about, pointing the fingers. It's really about accountability. If the 99-cent e-books are dominating the way, everybody is saying, And you guys feel that, you've taken the realm and, you've surpassed vets or however you feel, then I said this before the e-books emerged, then you guys have an obligation and a responsibility placed on you to make sure that this thing is structured and executed properly. Because if not, it really is about the dollar for you. So now if it's about the dollar, then say that. favor. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about you, brother. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Whoever. Because at the end of the day, I am the type of author that I am because I realized long ago that I am a role model, whether I wanted to be one or not.
Yeah.
I'm influential, whether I want to be or not, because everything I do, whether a person likes me or not, they watch. And whether they hate, oh, F that joke, I don't care where you go, I don't care how many books you sold. Or then I'm doing the same. Either way, everybody is watching. So we are public figures and role models. Like, what example are we setting? So, again, like, and I cut you short because if someone's just jumping in on the conversation, then they may have misconstrued what you said. And you have to listen to
They're just on here
to report back to whoever, like, yo, you know, such and such, such and such.
Oh, yeah. I
and
know
this
that.
Is what
yeah,
goes
you,
on.
Exactly.
I get it on a daily basis. You know what I mean? Like, my inbox gets flooded telling me what author said this about me, what reader said this because they love this author. I don't care about none of that foolishness.
Exactly.
If those are the reasons why you support me, I don't want your support anyway. So that's my whole thing. That's what I just wanted to convey to you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
That if it's working for you, man, you know what I mean? Then,
oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
nah.
Keep making it work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, it ain't, you know, and I ain't even just talking about the 99-cent book. I got books, 999. We dealing with a lot of celebrity books. So, you know, it ain't even about the 99-cent. I just don't like when, like, the author that's been in the game, you know what I'm saying, that's okay, I understand somebody. Just put Bebo, for example. He could say that, but at the same time, it ain't no double standard. If Bebo say, you know what I'm saying, it's like this, he ain't coming back doing this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if we going to be one way, be real, and if we can help each other, let everybody help each other. Don't go to book signing. I'm going to tell you something. I deal with bookstores. I deal with a lot of stores. Don't go in the bookstore, down to no authors, down to my authors, you know what I'm saying, talking crazy, all this riff-raff stuff, and think it's going to be cool. Think we're going to get on the phone or we're going to get in these interviews and everybody going to be cool. Nah, if we're going to be real, we're going to be real.
I can figure it out.
You know,
and
so
I'm
it's
saying,
crazy.
I go everywhere, and I see your product in the building. But I just want to say this again, because we come from the same thing. So
exactly.
At the end of the day, you got to weigh it up. Like, you got to check the messenger and how it's being given to you. Because
exactly.
Bookstores play us against one another. Readers play us against one another. Publishers
exactly.
play us against one another. And authors play us against one another. And I'm saying it not from what I think, but from what I know and what I've experienced. You know what I mean?
But I'm going to tell you something, JM. It's like this, man.
None of that never moved me. And I'm saying
yeah,
that.
You know.
Go ahead.
I understand that, and you know, and I feel what you're saying though. But sometimes, like you said, you know, you try to deal with certain things, and you know, sometimes you know enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know what I'm saying. I know, you know, all that done sat down and say, don't you know your publisher locked up? You know, don't you know where your publisher at? You know, I'm like, what kind of shit? What is that to say? You know what I'm saying? When I'm maintaining, I'm having, you know, that author told me, as long as I'm getting my check, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter where you're at. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got a lot of stuff that go on and a lot of dudes that bring this stuff. And, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, I'm the type of dude, I'm humble, man. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for the bullshit. But you got some dude that's hothead that feel like, man, you jeopardizing and you trying to stop them from eating. So next thing you know, that's why we getting this crazy stuff now. You got a lot of dudes in the game. It ain't a lot of females, you know what I'm saying, that run the game no more. You got a lot of dudes and... You got a lot of people hiding behind Facebook. They don't understand. When you hide behind Facebook and shoot all that stuff, sooner or later, if you're in the same gang, you're going to be at the book signing. You're going to be, especially if you out there like that, you're going to run into that person. And then it's going to get real stupid for what? Nothing. Just because you felt like, you know, pumping your chest up, making your readers feel like, you know what I'm saying, you Superman. So, you know, you can't rock like that and still feel like, you know what I'm saying, everything going to be good. You know what I'm saying? See, and I understand what you're saying because, you know, and you know, far as, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, got their own, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing, and it's crazy about how stuff's turning out. But at the same time, dudes need to, you know what I'm saying, stop being like female, like some them kind of females. I ain't going to cuss. You know what I'm saying? You know, dudes need to stop being like that, man up. And then, you know, if you got a problem with a dude, say it. You know, y'all can talk it out. I'd rather for you to talk it out. You know what I'm saying? And get to the bottom of it. Why is it?
At the end of the day, man, we all guilty of doing or saying something that we could have did or handled in a better and different manner. Myself, you know what I mean? But I can tell you, the type of person that I am, if I was carrying it like that, I would have been back in prison already. Like,
exactly.
Nothing, for no reason. Because that's,
yeah,
the end of the day, that's what it is.
That's what I was about to say. It's going to be for no reason. Like, honestly, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. Like, this is just me. Because sometimes I am foolish. Like, I be being so foolish at times that I'm not for real. Like, I don't be thinking about my girl or nothing. Like, my girl be like, yo, what you doing? I be like, yo, I'm about to do this. Because now, like, it's too – this book is, like, my thing – but I have a mentality. Like, if I have any time to think, it's over because niggas can't beat me playing chess. And that's why I'm still here. Because I play chess. So if I have any time to think, then I'm good. But it's for the ones who don't know how to think. And like we were saying earlier, it's a lot of younger cats that's coming home from jail who don't really know this game, who don't really know. So while people are playing on Facebook, they don't understand that these little young characters are going to show up at the book signing and start flaming right in the store just to show you that they was not playing, that they really about that. And a lot of these dudes be having families and be having other situations going on and really shouldn't be playing like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, see, I'm like I said, I'm foolish. Like, I don't even be thinking about family. Like, as soon as I get upset, I'm like, I ain't got nobody. That'd be my first mentality. So if anybody catch me at the right time, like on the spot, that's my mentality off the go. Like, I ain't got nobody. I'm ready. Let's go. But if I have any kind of think, I'm going to just outthink these dudes because most of these dudes can't hold a candle to me in a room. You know what I mean, when it comes to thinking. But all that B stuff really do need to stop before somebody sincerely gets hurt or go to jail for no particular reason at all.
There really isn't any real beef, man. Like, I know what beef is, and I don't see it, man. We using the wrong word, man.
Like, JM said it's a discussion.
It's not beef.
It's just a little discussion.
It's not beef. I'm telling you, it's what I said before. It's smoke screens, mirrors, trick cameras, and all that goofy stuff. Like, it's not beef. Because I've been there, like, one time where I thought, I'm like, oh, it's real, okay. I'm not saying nothing on the socials. Like, I know he's going to be there. I see him there. He like, yo, damn, I respect you. I'm like, man, Playboy, you made everybody think you was going to put me in the dirt. Like, you was laying all of the debt down. Like, you home now. You going to show the business, the industry is real, and you going to lay down everybody who names they screaming. And I'm thinking, like, okay. And that one year, like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm just had the goons come just on some chill. Anything erupt, I don't have nothing to do with nothing. At the end of the day, on site, it was like, yo, man, people blew that up. Somebody tapped in and broke my passcode. That wasn't really me. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not me.
Damn.
I remember that situation.
You
feel
me?
About.
Like, yeah, you never seen me going ham on any social site because I was in the cut like, yo, read this. And they like, say no more. And I got caught up in the matrix so I realized, and the one thing about beef, when somebody don't want a problem, you'll be a crab or a creep to keep pressing the issue.
If you don't
want beef, it ain't war, it's not war. If it's not war, it's peace. So I'm saying that at the end of the day, like, social sites, man, have people so brainwashed, man, and so out of whack, man, that they get on there and they can be whoever they want to be. And I'm not even right now, I'm not speaking about anybody specific or in general. But at the end of the day, and when it's all said and done, Matt, like, we have to take accountability. Like, it takes two. So if somebody's saying that, and another, one person can't argue with themselves. One person can't spread nothing without having people to spread it to. You see what I'm saying? Like, people say it all the time. Like, people will start out with the, what do you think about JM? Depending on a person's response, that'll determine whether they're going to go in or not. They looking for the green light.
But I'm from here. I mean, but you know what? And I hear exactly what you're saying, JM, and it's a shame that you still have grown men walking around asking questions like that. I mean, like, when you're about your business, like, who's walking around taking interviews on other grown men? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me personally, because I'm not, myself personally as a female, I'm not going around the industry asking what's going on with any other female. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't care. I write my books. You know, I try to do what I got to do. And I think that that's what the problem is. Instead of, introduce yourself to JM or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of a dude saying, yo, that's so-and-so, he over there rocking or whatever, let me hit him up, see if we can do something together. If we can't, we can't, versus gossiping and, you know, snickering behind folks' backs. So, and, you know what I'm saying?
If I summoned for that, right, I wouldn't even be in this interview, right? I wouldn't even be on this phone if I embrace all of the goofy and nonsense that I've heard. You know what I mean, throughout the months or throughout the years. I wouldn't even be on this interview with you. You see what I'm saying? I'm my own person, my own man. I make my own determination, and I make my own assessment based on the situation. So that's why I'm speaking out from a broader perspective in general and specific. Like, I don't have any beef with anybody in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Beef is not, I don't like you, you don't like me. That's not beef. That's not beef.
Yeah.
Beef is something very serious. It take a lot to do beef. You see what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of times we keep something going, you know,
right.
And don't give it enough time to fizzle out.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. Like, if I sit back and be silent and quiet, eventually it fizzles out. But if everybody's not sitting back and being quiet, it's just gonna keep going. And going like people still bring up stuff that was like 4, 5, 6 years old, bringing it up now because somebody brought it up now because that person never heard of that person. So instead of them saying, "Oh, he's instrumental in the community, he's the motivational speaker, he's a mentor," they'll bring up anything that they think would deter this person or his drama style. You know,
right.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, we're guilty. We're the ones that keep it true. You know, so.
We're glad that everybody is real with that. And we got 1 minute left, and at the time, we want to thank y'all for coming out. Mr. George Sherman Hudson, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming out. J.M. Benjamin.
Yes,
as well as Hook Chronicles. Thank you for sharing, you know, with us and, you know, taking that time and being the kings and, you know, keeping quality work out there. Thank you, Slice. We want to thank all of our callers.
The chat room.
It was jumping. Definitely have you guys back again because this conversation went in the direction it was supposed to go in, and we're glad that it did, and we're glad the readers got to hear what you had to say. And thank you. Much love always. Aaron, drop that beat.
Mac and Mike and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they ripping. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter cause beats are banging out. Cheeks rocking beats in her teeth and it's time for hanging out. Gather or rather for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play?